This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Obama's immigration action is a band-aid, not a cure. Make no mistake, President Obama's immigration news is good news for everyone but right-wing ideologues. They're winning the air war, perhaps for a hot minute, by framing the action in a lie. And once again, the administration is not doing well explaining itself. But once the first wave of reaction settles, the wisdom of this action will be clear. Here's some important things to understand. This is not amnesty. Far from it. This is a maximum 3-year band-aid being applied on a gaping national wound with no cure still in sight. All some immigrants are getting from this executive order is a chance to apply after paying any owed taxes and new fees and proving they do not have criminal records for a 3-year work permit and a Social Security number. These workers are not even going to be allowed to qualify for benefits like those offered with subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Frankly, some may not chance this opportunity because it is temporary, but hopefully many will. Remember as well that the only immigrants being given this opportunity are those that are the parents of American-born citizens or permanent residents born here. This program unites families. How bad could that possibly be? The order also added another 250,000 Dreamers to the list of those who can walk in public without fear by extending the protections from 2007 and Obama's earlier order to 2010 in this new action. President Obama is also right. If Republicans in the far right don't like this, they can finally come and join in the process of taking the heat from folks that are stirring up now and pass a bill making something permanent. Or they can win the presidency by a Democratic vote of the people and make a different judgment. And the talk about filing suit either at the state or national level to stop this is not going to work in court either. Using the concept of prosecutorial discretion, the president is prioritizing going after criminals rather than families, and that's the right thing to do. There will be injustice in that push still. There will be deportations of immigrants arrested for minor slip-ups, but still seen as criminals. But this is still better than the ridiculous situation currently. Thankfully, there will be fewer of these kinds of minor abuses because, very importantly, the president is also terminating the Secure Communities program that has made junior immigration agents out of local police departments and giving rise to the abuses of people like Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and many others who've accurately been accused of trying to create a new apartheid and arresting people for the crime of being brown and criminalizing the fact that they're in the country illegally. Once the temperature cools on some of the political mischief, it's also clear who's really worried about some of Obama's action, and that's low-wage employers practicing wage theft on undocumented immigrants and farmers depending on such labor for the same reason. The Wall Street Journal was crystal clear in their report that a big part of the burn is all about the money. By giving work papers to millions of illegal workers, Mr. Obama's plan could affect businesses in unexpected ways, enabling workers to seek new jobs and higher wages to the benefit of some business sectors more than others. Some in agriculture, for example, worried that affected workers would leave for other sectors. Finally, in this executive order, no one is really happy. The texters didn't get unlimited visas for big brains they wanted. Reformers didn't get the real solutions advocated during this administration and the last. Heck, on the progressive left, we even bear the burden of having gone for progressive reform, comprehensive immigration reform over the last 6 years when we always knew we had the best chance of winning a piecemeal package that united families right from Obama's inauguration day, if we had been willing to settle for it. 6 years later, we've only won a temporary solution on something that might have been a slam dunk in the first 100 days. There will be time for Colfax evaluation, but right now it's all about looking forward and Obama's action. And his inspiring framing of his order presents a new challenge and opportunity for us to make the best of this moment. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.